This is Messages of Hope with Richard and Celia.
The new year is a time when we're looking to the future and we're thinking about things we want to do differently or things we want to change. What changes are you hoping for this year?
Probably our marriage. We've been married for 20 years now. Life is so busy. My husband's in a busy job, works 12-hour days. I'm a shift worker. We pass each other at the door, sometimes not seeing each other for days. So, yeah, we don't have a chance to spend any quality time together anymore.
Look, if I could change anything, and I'm certainly not alone here, I don't think, I'm time poor. Spend too much time away from home, too much time working. It's hard. It's really, really hard at the moment.
To slow down enough to spend more time with the kids. Like, we spend lots of time with them, but to actually spend time just doing the real simple things and not getting so wrapped up in everything else that's going on.
This is Messages of Hope. There are things we'd like to change, but how do you? Especially when they're out of your control.
So Richard, what's changed for you that was a bit of a surprise?
Well, it's a bit of a first world problem, but I had to change phones recently.
That's always a drama.
It's amazing how much of your life is organised on these things. And So when my old phone died and I had to get a new one, I thought, oh, this is too difficult and too tricky.
It's such a drama, isn't it? You know, transferring everything over. I think there's sometimes things just take us by surprise when, like, my son has just got his P's.
Oh, okay.
And so I just felt like I turned around and that's two of them driving, two of them independent. And, you know, they don't have to ask me. Well, they're very polite and they do, but they're going, they're doing things. And I don't have that control anymore.
And they're growing up
and
fast.
It really frightens me. You know, it's something I wasn't ready for. So how do you cope with these unexpected changes?
Life changes whether you like it or not. So you either embrace it or you curl up in a ball and don't participate.
I mean, I've been through three jobs. There were times when I got depressed and so on. You've got to look at the positive side eventually. So you take it as an opportunity, not a downside.
One thing that makes change easier is when you're doing it with people that you know supporting you and beside you.
I had to change my lifestyle. I've had cancer. That's made me look at life differently. From then on, I knew that, you know, okay, don't worry about changes, just take it as it comes and let God do the worrying for you.
We all deal with change differently. So Celia, when has change significantly affected you?
I reckon a few years ago was the biggest change that had happened to me for quite some time when we moved from, you know, one community to another. And I think it was the reality of what the move entailed. I had no idea. I was very excited. But when it actually came to it, I remember sitting on the side of the road when we were looking for houses to rent. And I just cried. I burst into tears because it was all too hard. I couldn't grasp the enormity of moving my whole family from our home where I'd had my babies to a totally different environment. And I just, you know, I didn't know where the shops were. I didn't know what doctors, dentists, all of those things. And leaving my family and history, I just, you know, I guess that expectation that a life I'd built over the last 20 years would be my life. And then suddenly it's changed.
Yeah, there's so much to change, isn't there? There's so much to consider.
And I think just the emotions too, isn't it?
You know,
that you don't factor in.
Yeah.
The grief really surprised me. And even now, I have moments where it just squeezes my heart.
Yeah. It can be such a stressful time and can be incredibly difficult. So especially when you're not really expecting it or knowing what's coming at you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, and I know that we all experience change, you know, big changes, little changes all the time. And I guess it's just that matter of, well, how do you really deal with it?
This is Messages of Hope with Richard and Celia. Coming up, we'll be talking about what can give you confidence when you're facing change. And if you have a story of change, feel free to share it on our Facebook page at Facebook Messages of Hope. That's Facebook Messages of Hope.
Change is inevitable and can be quite emotional and very unexpected. So how do you come to terms with things that you can't change?
I don't cope well, especially when it's someone that I want to change and they're not changing to the way I think they should be. That is a big struggle for me.
Well, I've realised at this stage of my life that I can't change what's happened in the past, but I look towards the future. And I guess today I'm learning quite a bit, even at my age. Yes.
I need to remember my experience has been God will not let me fall down into the abyss, but He's going to hold me in the unknown. So it's a call to trust.
So Richard, how do you cope with change?
Well, what helped me with my change of phones was having an expert on hand. Having someone there who knew what to do, where to look if there was actually anything went wrong as part of the change, but just someone who could reassure me and go, now this is how we do it. Yeah. We take this phone and we move it to this phone. So that helped enormously.
Oh, that's good, because I always just press buttons until it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, and thankfully there are instructions. So they could also, we could follow the instructions. So that was a big help. And following those steps through and just taking our time to get through it, not being in such a rush to go from that one to this one, but actually take our time, step through the process and ensure that this phone was now, the new one was going to work.
Yeah. And I think it also helps, in terms of that, just allowing yourself to understand that you don't know everything and you can't necessarily manage that change. I think a thing that really helped me was that allowing myself to be vulnerable, when I moved to this new community, I had to put myself out there a lot more. I was used to being in control, knowing where everything was and what I was doing. And letting people see that I wasn't in control was a really huge thing for me. And, it helped probably break down those barriers and, getting involved with people. And I think a big thing that accepting that I'm not in control.
Yeah, coping with change is not easy, especially when it's out of your control.
Yeah.
When we let go, like with the phones, and just that expert have worked me through that process.
And whilst there's bad things that go with the change, I think there were some really positive things. Our family really bonded together as a family because, we had to rely on each other. And I just think, it's a really difficult time. And knowing that you've got that family, and I guess for me also knowing that God is there is a really important thing as well.
You're listening to Messages of Hope with Richard and Celia. Later in the program, we'll be offering a free booklet to help you cope with change.
Coping with change can be difficult, but not impossible. Richard, how have you found coping with change?
Well, if I use my phone analogy, having God as my expert, really, in life. So when change happens, to rely and trust on Him, having Him as the person I can go to, who can actually help me through change, and that's been gives me a huge amount of comfort and peace.
Yeah.
I might not know exactly what's going on or what's actually going to be the end result, but knowing that He's there with me on that journey and guiding me through, and someone who doesn't change and is a constant, that is just gives me so much peace and reassurance.
Yeah.
And having His guidance and instructions, like He hasn't just left me with a vacuum. He tells me what to do and how to live through the, and so following Him and His instructions.
And I guess it's a matter of just hearing.
That's right.
And listening to that, isn't it?
So, and when it gets all out of control and all crazy, just hearing those words again, He says, just rest in me.
Yeah.
Just be still and know that I'm here.
Yep.
And so having that helps me then, clears my mind, clears the fog and the cloud, and helps me see a direction of where to go through this. So what's helped you?
Well, I think I see God through the people He puts in my path, and I've had an amazing journey, I guess, in my faith since I've moved over here. And I think that's because I've had to let go, and I've had to say, actually, God, You've got this. And actually seeing that in action, you can talk it, but until you actually feel it and are in that situation, I think it's a really hard concept to understand. And for me, I feel it in my heart. And, I was put out of my comfort zone, and I truly believe that God put me and my family in this situation because He wanted to draw me closer to Him.
That's right. Sometimes in change, it's not always a bad result at the end. Sometimes it's often even a better, whether it's a strengthening. It might not be a better circumstance, but if by going through the process of change and not always fighting it,
that's a big thing.
We can grow and develop and come out stronger on the other side.
I find that I talk to God a lot more. When I was on that side of the road crying, I actually had to say, God, I can't do this.
Mm.
I can't do this. People talk to God in a whole bunch of different ways, and it's a very personal thing. And people call it prayer. And I guess that is what prayer is talking to God, having that conversation. And so how does prayer help?
If I don't know what's going to happen or if I'm worried, I need to pray about it to be able to do life normal.
Sometimes when you have an issue and you talk about it with someone, for me, like, prayer is the same thing, but it's like giving that information to God.
I get peace from prayer.
Praying to God is a great way to cope with change. He's always there, He's always available, and He never changes, even though change is inevitable and it's always around us.
Yeah.
Thankfully, He's always there for us and never changes.
I find that a real comfort. And one of my favourite passages from the Bible is in Jeremiah, where he says, I have a plan for you. And that's a great comfort for me. Every time I feel like I don't know what I should do or what's coming next, I breathe and remind myself that God has this. God knows.
For more information about how to cope with change, go to messagesofhope.org.au, where you can order your free booklet, Your Place in God's Plan. It'll help you see how God helps in times of change. Go to messagesofhope.org.au to order your free booklet, or call 1800 353 350. That's 1800 353 350. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. Join us next week when Mark Dakey talks about happiness. What makes you happy?